YOLO, a popularized term by our generation, which means you only live once. Ask yourself, why are we here at this convention today? Is it to make friends, connect with your religion, get away from your parents? There's only one IC 2024. You only get these 4 days. Talk to people, make new friends. The way I see this convention is one beautiful networking opportunity. Now I know sometimes being a teenager, it might feel like you're navigating a maze of uncertainty. But what I want you to realize is that within this maze, there are countless opportunities to connect with others and create meaningful relationships that will shape your future. Think about your favorite memories in your life so far. They probably involve the people who you cherish the most. It's the friends who were there for you during the tough times, the mentors who guided you, and the moments of shared laughter and joy that make life truly special. I am really content about where I am in life. From winning district champion to becoming a varsity wrestler, I feel extremely accomplished. But none of these things, thank you. But none of these things would have happened if I didn't reach out and I didn't speak up. Over the summer of my eighth grade year, my mom and I were looking for extracurricular activities for me to join. We were looking for some sort of like club or sport to join. And she said the best way to make friends in high school is by joining a sport. We narrowed it down to basketball, wrestling, and golf. I never heard anything about the sport of wrestling. It sounded interesting, but I didn't know where to start. But then I realized the only way to know if I wanted to participate in the sport of wrestling is if I called the coach and tried it out. So I called the coach up and got myself signed up for the wrestling camp for incoming freshmen. The first couple days were incredibly difficult, but over time, I fell in love with the sport. The love and dedication that I had for the sport eventually led to me winning district champion. Thank you. But none of this would have happened if I didn't reach out. Even though I was hesitant at first, it paid off in the long run. Some of the tougher decisions in your life may sound really extreme and overbearing at first, but then you'll look back and you'll realize it was all worth it. Now you might be wondering, Jonah, how do I go about my life seizing the moment and making connections? It starts with being present. As my father tells me, some of the most difficult things to see are right in front of your very own eyes. In our fast-paced world, it's really easy to miss opportunities sitting right in front of you. So put yourself out there, be susceptible to growth, and embrace the power of vulnerability. You truly have to put yourself out there in order to grow. When you seek discomfort, you are exposing yourself to new elements, which allows yourself to experience personal development. If you're always afraid to seek discomfort, you will never know what you really want out of life and figure out who you really are. Your identity grows as you experience new things. And I feel like the more experiences that you have, the more confident you feel. The benefits of seeking discomfort and seizing your moment are endless. Even if something is out of your comfort zone, you will gain rich life experiences that you would have never had if you didn't speak up and you didn't reach out. My mom once said, "It is important to learn from other people and apply those lessons to your own goals. build up and accumulate skills that you can apply in different situations, and always have a positive mindset and outlook, putting yourself out there. I'm definitely not an insect guy, but my favorite insect is a butterfly. Similar to humans, the butterfly has a long life cycle full of stages. From a squirmy little caterpillar to a beautiful butterfly, it goes through a lot of changes in development throughout its life. As I reflect on my own personal journey, I can't help but draw the similarities between the beautiful life cycle of a butterfly and my personal development. Much like the life of an insect, I have made major developments to become the successful man that I am today. Thank you. I realized that I needed to put myself out there and get out of my cocoon if I wanted to grow, just like a shriveled up caterpillar does to become a beautiful monarch butterfly.
Hey, I see you, bro. I see you, monarch.
Just like the stages of a butterfly's life, our own journey is marked by moments of growth, change, and the emergence of something beautiful. I would have never been as successful if I didn't speak up and I didn't reach out. I would have never had the opportunity to be a varsity wrestler or be part of this wonderful teen-led organization, BBYO, if I didn't speak up and I didn't reach out. I appreciate it, guys. I would have never had the opportunity to win district champ, make varsity wrestling.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah.
It's all about speaking up, reaching out, seizing your moment, taking the risk. Even if this makes you vulnerable, get out of your cocoon and take the opportunity and make sure to be confident. Make sure you live life to the fullest, because not everyone gets a chance to see the next day. Never take a single moment with your loved ones for granted, and never pass up a single opportunity. No regrets.
Yes. Yes. Sir. None.
Thank you. As Eminem once said, look, if you have one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment, would you capture it or would you let it slip? So, my friends,
yes.
Make sure to spread your wings,
yes.
Seize your moment,
yes.
Live life without regrets,
yes.
And embrace the power of making connections.
Yes.
Jonas Island, thank you so much.